Free throw for Max as he eyes the rim. It's on the way. Too long. No good. Rebound. Blackwell low in the left. Pushed it up. No, but a foul. Blackwell to the line for two. 45.6 seconds to play. Trey White picks up his fourth foul. It remains a 7-point lead for Illinois. Again, that confusion on the foul is buying Blackwell extra time. He's at the free throw line. He shoots two, and he is short with the first. 13 of 19 now are the Badgers at the foul line. 81-74 Illinois, 45.6 seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for John Blackwell. On the way, and it's good. 81-75 Illinois. Badgers will put the press on now. White will inbound. Janicki in his face. White looking, and Iacocciones trying to trap him in a near turnover. White with a nice catch going cross court right to left to Boswell. Breaking the mid-stripe to Humrickhaus. He gets fouled by Blackwell. Not much he could do there. Yeah, that will be his fifth. It's probably his sixth, but officially his fifth. He'll foul out with 37.3 seconds remaining. 10-point night for John Blackwell. Tanjay and Winter ready to come back in for Wisconsin. Ben Humrickhaus, who is 5 of 8 this season at the free throw line. He shoots 2. 3 points in the game for him. The transfer from Evansville. Good year for the Aces last year, about 15 points a game, 3 years of NAIA ball. First free throw, no good. Badgers still alive, 81-75 Illinois, 37.3 seconds to play.
And when you don't get there a lot, and you're putting this moment there, a little bit tougher.
Second free throw, for the 6'9 grad transfer, and that's good. And now Gibbs Lawhorn will come in for Humrickhaus, 82-75 Illinois, 37.3 seconds remaining. Tanjay will throw it inbounds to Kamari McGee, and he'll bring it up the floor in a hurry. Left side of the front court, high screen Winter. McGee goes to Tanjay. He'll take the three, and he'll hit the three. Timeout, Greg Gard. That's the last one left for Wisconsin. 82-78 Illinois with 28.6 seconds to play.
This team is just finding ways to keep battling.
They stay in there, don't they?
Absolutely.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, we'll see if the Badgers can get a turnover here. 28.6 seconds remaining. Illinois 82, Wisconsin 78.
Again, you keep trying to extend this game. You've done everything you needed to do. You've got a couple missed free throws. You've gotten some extra offensive rebounds, got yourself to the free throw line yourself.
Yeah, the difference right now, if you're looking in the most general sense, Wisconsin is 14 of 21 at the foul line. Illinois, 18 of 21. Both teams, 27 buckets. Both teams, 10 made threes. It's a little off its form at the foul line here tonight. The best free throw shooting team in the country coming in at 85.5%, but making just two-thirds of his 21 attempts here tonight. Illinois turned it over 13 times tonight. Badgers need a couple of more here. 28.6 seconds remaining, 82-78, the Illini. Carter Gilmore out there for Wisconsin. He has four fouls out there with Tanjay Klesman, Kamari McGee, and Jack Janicki. It's Boswell, Humrickhaus, Whites, Iacocciones, and Ivicic. The five of the four, they'll go into football formation here as they'll line up along the baseline. Inbounding will be to the quarterback, Kylan Boswell, as they break into their patterns. Boswell looking, and a timeout taken by Brad Underwood. So the Badgers secondary had it well covered. 28.6 seconds remaining. Underwood using a timeout as Illinois will re-rack.
Watch out, Coach Gard. Coach Figgle might be looking. He might be looking for a nice little quarterback. Underwood covered it pretty well.
He did, yeah. Still a couple timeouts left for Illinois.
And this is where it is.
Should be
situation.
Just one timeout left for Illinois, by the way.
This is where it's the same situation of just understanding, okay, try to get a quick one, foul, extend.
Badgers team has battled. Has trailed by as many as 10. Including not long ago at 81-71, but the Badgers making a push. 28.6 seconds to play. Illinois 82, Wisconsin 78.
I mean, even if you can foul Boswell, who's a 60% shooter.
Yep.
I know he's inbound as a ball right now, but.
Shuffling to his left into Trey White, trying to get him trapped in the corner.
Oh, offense, that should be an offensive foul. He hooked him.
The officials talking about it.
He should, he hooked him.
Oh, man. They're going to get Gilmore. That's going to be his fifth. Yeah, the Badgers wanted the offensive foul there. They're going to call him in the cylinder, says Jeffrey Anderson, and the Wisconsin coaches are not pleased. So Trey White will go to the free throw line.
He's going to say cylinder, but there was the hook there.
Uh-huh.
It's tough.
Oof. 25.7 seconds to play, 82-78 Illinois. As Trey White with 21 points tonight goes to the free throw line. He shoots two. And the first free throw is good.
Trey
Gibbs Lawhorn coming in for Humrick House. Lawhorn, the 6'1 sophomore. 83-78 Illinois, 25.7 seconds to play. Badgers are out of timeouts. Second free throw coming up for White on the way, and that's good. 84-78 Illinois. Tanjay will inbound to Kamari McGee, brings it up 25 seconds to play. McGee front court out between the circles. It'll stop and go. He'll drive to the bucket. Layup is good. 84-80 Illinois with 19.2 seconds to play. Gibbs Lawhorn will throw it in, presses on. Inbounds pass to Boswell. They try to get him double-teamed, but the foul is called on Kamari McGee. Kylan Boswell, who tonight at the foul line has been good at 5 for 5. He came in 61%. 84-80 Illinois, 17.9 seconds remaining.
And that's where you play the percentages of the year. But that's exactly what Wisconsin needed to do, a quick layup. You keep extending this game. It's a four-point game still. Like, you can play this game for a little bit longer.
Boswell with 17 points, 6 assists. First free throw is good, 85-80 Illinois. The Illini came in a 70% team at the foul line, much better than that tonight, 21 out of 24. Second free throw coming up with a 6'2 junior from Champaign, a transfer from Arizona. Scored 9.5 a game for the Wildcats last year. Second free throw is good. And they're sealing it at the foul line here. 86-80 Illinois. 17 seconds left. Here's McGee. Rides quickly to the front court, to the line, down the lane, to the rim. Layup, no. Tipped up. Winter, no. Rebound out to McGee. 9 seconds left. Now Tanjay with 7 seconds. Tanjay for three, right side. That's too long, no good. Rebound gives Lawhorn. He'll dribble out the clock. And Illinois will win the game by 6. Well, quite a battle here in Champaign. But Illinois just too good at the free throw line. As the Badgers fall to 0-2 in Big Ten play, and the losing streak is now at 3.
And you look at this game overall, I thought Wisconsin did some things better defensively. Still, the offensive rebound in that first half is where I think the biggest part of this game happened. And then you had some early turnovers in the first half that hurt yourself. But a really good fight again. Some things they still need to figure out. You know, John Blackwell getting involved earlier in the game. I mean, with 30 minutes gone in the game, John Blackwell is only taking 2 shots.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those are the things that Wisconsin has to work through.
As the Badgers now fall to 8-3 on the season, they get ready for another non-conference game coming up Saturday afternoon in Indianapolis against Butler. Final score tonight, Illinois 86. Wisconsin 80. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Illinois goes 22 of 25 at the free throw line tonight. Badgers with one more made bucket. Both teams hit 10 threes. Illinois 22 of 25 at the foul line. Wisconsin 14 of 21. Maybe oversimplifying, but credit to Illinois. Some clutch free throws there down the stretch. Yakachonis has advertised 24 points. He had 6 rebounds, 5 assists. Trey White, big story for Illinois tonight. Came in averaging 7 a game. He had 23 tonight, 14 in the first half. He had 8 rebounds, went 9 of 10. At the foul line, and Kylan Boswell with 19 points. The fight was there for Wisconsin, just not quite enough to get over the top.
Yeah, and I think when you talked about where it went south, the fight was there.
Yep.
But they lost it in that first half. Offensive rebounds,
yep.
Turnovers, and you were sitting there with a four-point lead. You could have had a four-point lead. It felt like it should have probably been about 10, 11.
Yep.
All of a sudden, you give yourself a 10, 11-point lead. Now you've got a little bit of a wiggle room. They make a run. They make a run to tie it versus, you know, to go up 7 in the second half. Different game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Because I thought defensively they were much better.
Yeah, which in an 86-80 game, but you're right. You know, just they were getting those second chances and making the most of them in the first half.
And when I say defensively, yeah. More of packing the lane,
yeah.
But still closing out to shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't see that at Marquette.
No.
You had that. Offensively, they were better when they played Marquette. They were better again tonight. So you didn't see that, what you saw against Michigan. So even though it's a 3-game losing streak, You've seen growth from the Michigan game. Now you've seen growth from the Marquette game. Now you've got to put it together for the full 40.
Yeah, the tough part is you have to sit on an 0-2 Big Ten record here. The next league game is January 3rd. But the good news is you play 20 of these in conference play, so they've got all kinds of time. And first things first, Saturday against Butler, and then they got Detroit Mercy. Yeah. On the 22nd.
No one's going undefeated in league play.
No.
So you're
this league
is nuts.
Fine.
I mean, yeah, this league is going to be crazy.
They've got a formula here to build on, and which I know in a 6-point setback on the road could be a bit of a tough pill to swallow for Badger fans, but they're still right there here. Of the three losses that they've had, two were either or games,
yeah.
Michigan
yep.
and tonight.
Yep.
Marquette,
and you're
not so
growth.
Much.
You are
yes.
seeing growth.
Yep.
Like, you are seeing improvement. I'm not just saying it because we're here covering the game.
No.
But there is improvement happening.
All right, Illinois wins it tonight, 86-80. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up with Butchie's Breakdown. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Illinois defeats Wisconsin tonight 86-80. Time now to let Brian Butch break this one down. What you got?
Well, I think we're going to talk about the positives first. You look at Nolan Winter. I said he needed to be more aggressive. That's exactly what he was tonight. 15 points, 7 rebounds. I thought he was brought the energy. I thought he brought floor spacing because he was able to hit a couple of threes. Now only 2 of 7, but just the ability to shoot the basketball from three gives this team some more space. Overall, that's kind of the positive. Also the bench, 19 bench points. Mm-hmm. That was really good. I thought Carter Gilmore came in, gave a nice shot of energy. Let's just talk about the rest of it a little bit real quick. It comes down to the turnover side of it. Only 12, but again, that first half when they really got out of sorts a little bit, that hurt them. And then offensive rebounds. I know this is a team that's, in Illinois that, gets about 13.4 offensive rebounds a game. They give up 15. And I think that's a
big
part.
They got timely late.
Exactly, right? Like it was early in and then timely. So you look at that, that's why the result is a 6-point loss. And, you clean some things up, you get some more production. Stephen Kroll needs to play, only played 19 minutes, no rebounds, only 9 points. Those are the games. And moments like this where you need to rebound the ball at a little bit better of a level.
Yep, Illinois a winner tonight, 86-80. When we continue, we'll take a look at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard as our postgame coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You by Brady and the Ad Council.
Illinois defeats Wisconsin tonight 86-80 as we check the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier tonight it was Rutgers 80, Penn State 76. They're in the final seconds of the Jimmy V Classic game, and Arkansas leads Michigan 89-87.
Michigan was up big in that game.
And that has now gone final. Check that, 89-87. Arkansas ends up winning that game on the strength of a, well, they were down 4 at the half and then came back to win it late. So that's the first loss of the season, right, for Michigan. Arkansas with John Calipari and company now improving to 8-2. Illinois wins it tonight. So the Illini one up, one down in Big Ten play, 7-2 overall. The Badgers drop to 0-2 in league play. They are 8-3 overall as Illinois wins it here tonight, 86-80. We'll take a break. Coming up, more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. Back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY Industry reported total sales.
This holiday season, fill your family's table with Jones Dairy Farm all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and I know the importance of bringing generations together for the holidays, from little ones to not so little ones, and those in between. Everyone enjoys Jones products. Jones Dairy Farm, making the holidays better since 1889 and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Illinois defeats the Badgers tonight 86-80. The Illini 42% from the field, 10 of 33 from deep, 22 of 25 at the foul line. Badgers end up 44% from the field, 10 of 29 from deep, and 14 of 21 at the free throw line. Kasparis Iakaciūnas leading the way with 24 points. Trey White, 23 points and 8 rebounds in the game. Kylan Boswell with 19. Tomislav Ivicic ends up with 9 points and 11 boards. 5 tonight for Will Riley, 4 for Ben Humrickhouse, and 2 for Dre Gibbs-Lawhorn. Badgers with 4 in double figures. Nolan Winter with a big second half. He had ended up with 15 points, 13 after halftime. John Tanjay ends up with 14, Max Klesman 13, John Blackwell with 10 before he fouled out. Steven Crow ends up with 9. Carter Gilmore with 7 all in the first half. Xavier Amos with 5, 4 for Kamari McGee, and 3 points for Jack Janicki as the Badgers will get the late return into Madison and then get themselves ready for a Saturday matchup with Butler. Butler losing tonight to North Dakota State, but still, you know, they beat Mississippi State. They won the Arizona tip-off.
Beat Northwestern.
They beat Northwestern, so it's another quality opponent all in this, you know,
this four-game stretch.
Run.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely.
We're stalling for time. Greg Gard will be making his way over here as he visits with Illinois Athletics Director Josh Whitman over there. So he'll be joining us here in a minute. But again, you know, things to build on, and we'll talk to Greg about that. Obviously, things to correct as well. But that's what 350 other coaches in D1 are saying right
now. I mean, I've said this before. We talked about it a lot, but I think this is one of the most talented teams as far as Illinois is in the Big Ten right now.
Yeah.
Can you come together? Well, point guard plays a big part of that. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Coach Gard making his way over as we'll visit with the Badgers head coach here as they'll get ready for the Butler Bulldogs coming up on Saturday afternoon down at the home of the Indiana Pacers. As Coach Gard is with us now. We're saying we never questioned the fights, and you guys look like it could have been really gone off the rails, went down 10, and then all of a sudden it gets down to 4. Credit to those guys. They made their free throws down
right
at the end, but you guys at least you gave yourself a chance there in the final few minutes.
We did, Matt. We're too inconsistent in, quite frankly, both ends of the floor at times. I thought we were better at times than we were Saturday. And then we would, you know, and that's a good team that, you know, it's a unique guard. The point guard is terrific. The big kid, I thought we did a pretty good job on Ivicic. Mm-hmm. Maybe the best anybody's done all year. But then they had other guys, you know. You have Boswell as a senior and White's a senior, step up and make some plays and make some shots and things that, you know, specifically in White's case, he hasn't done all year. But we're too inconsistent. You know, we have, you know, you get Klesmet and Blackwell in foul trouble sitting most of the first half for, you know, unnecessary fouling at times. There's going to be some bang-bang plays, but we do some things at times that are uncharacteristic, and then obviously the offensive glass, you know, and that we talked about that ad nauseum, that was going to be a huge key because of how many threes they shoot, and they want to track them down and chase them down, and then the turnovers. You know, when you have a two-possession game, you can't turn the ball over 12 times. That has to be 4. So, you know, I think, you know, going through this stretch, we knew it was going to be hard. We're learning as we go, and we got to keep getting better because we don't have any time to wait around. We got to flip around and get ready for Butler. But, you know, just I liked what Winter gave us. I liked what McGee gave us, or that Janicki gave us, really good minutes. You know, 3 assists, no turnovers. The ball moved when he was in there. Did some good things. You know, McGee has three assists, no turnovers. So, you know, we've got to get everybody hitting at the potential they can play at all the time and not be as inconsistent.
You talked about Nolan, and it was one of those things during the start of the second half. I said, Nolan's got to be more aggressive. This is a game that fits him.
Right.
And he was.
Right.
Is this one of those games that you look at that hopefully he can build a lot of confidence from and continue to be more aggressive out there? Because he's shown it all out there.
He
and
is.
At times, he's too, in my opinion, too passive. Yeah. And this was one where, like, hey, you can do this on a big stage, young fella. Like, go have some fun.
Yeah, and, you know, he's heard that 100 times, but he's got to go do it,
right? You got to go do it,
exactly. So we
can
talk about it. We can say, he has the potential to be a star on this stage, which he does. But, you know, you keep in mind he's still not at the halfway mark. He's not at halftime of college yet.
Yeah.
So, but I thought today was a good step. He battled. He got some offensive rebounds. You know, he wasn't bashful. When a couple threes didn't go down, we kept telling him, shoot it.
And
keep shooting it.
Absolutely.
Keep shooting it. You know, so, you know, I think good things from him. He definitely took a good step in the right direction. Still got to get him to protect the rim a little bit better. But, I like what I said. Gilmore gave us all he could give us.
Yeah.
McGee, like I said, Janicki did some good things. So
defensively, did you guys think you were better? I thought you were better than Marquette.
Did.
Like,
we were
tighter.
Yep, we were tighter.
I mean, you were flying to start the game.
Yep.
You just didn't close out the possession.
Right.
I mean, that's where the issues were.
Yeah, the loose balls, the rebounds, the extra possessions. You know, and we had shot the line really well. You know, we were number one in the country, and we go 14 for 21. So, you know, all things. It's not one specific thing. But as I just told them, we put this schedule together intentionally. I mean, the league handed these two early ones to us, but we got to continue to get better. And there's only one way you're going to do it, and you got to face some adversity, which we are right now, and keep fighting your way through it.
And we'll let you get home because it's 10:30. So
late
return and then
right.
back at it. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us. Illinois wins it tonight 86-80. Back to wrap things up in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Illinois 86, Wisconsin 80 as the Badgers get ready for Thad Matta's Butler Bulldogs on Saturday afternoon. Approximate tip time will be 1:30 Central. Our coverage will start 1 hour earlier. It's the second game. You've got Purdue and Texas A&M in the first game.
I'm not saying anything.
So, you know,
I'm not saying anything.
See if we can break the Brian Butch record of
you do not want to do that.
Yeah, been involved in some of those. Maybe not quite as long as what you and Chris had at Greenbrier. So, let's hope for no overtime in the game ahead of Wisconsin. They're going to get home late tonight and a chance to maybe dust off a little bit, catch your breath on Wednesday, and then boom. Thursday, Friday, back in the practice.
The positive is this was a Tuesday, though.
Yes,
like you absolutely. Today is Tuesday, right?
Last time I checked, it still is.
We're close.
Another 87 minutes, yeah. So, they're fine.
But you get an extra day there, which helps. Yep. It does, based on the schedule you've had.
And just get themselves a chance to get it right, and then they'll won't play again for 8 days after the game on Saturday. So, all righty, sir. Let's go home. What do you say?
Let's go home. I'm all for it.
That'll wrap it up for us here. Illinois wins it tonight 86-80. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Sylvester. Country. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Kelly Freeman back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Saturday afternoon as the Badgers take on the Butler Bulldogs. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
And it was very interesting because he actually made statements to the court. I am certain that there was some assigned lawyer there for Mr. Mangione, but I'm pretty surprised that the lawyer let the guy talk at all. I'm also pretty surprised about his like outbursts. Or his outburst going into the courtroom where he seemed to say something about unjust or injustice and then said it's an insult to the intelligence of the American people and their lived experience. But just to refresh our recollections, we covered some of this yesterday. But again, in the extradition hearing today, one of the things that, prosecutors will do to make the argument that the defendant here, Mr. Mangione, should be moved from, again, Pennsylvania, the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, to New York City where the murder occurred. They will review the evidence against the accused. This is one of those reasonableness judgments where these trial court judges have an incredible amount of discretion on whether to grant extradition motions. And usually there is some level of crime that has occurred in the judicial district where the defendant currently is. For example, he may very well be charged in Pennsylvania with some sort of gun crime because they arrested him with a ghost gun. This is one of those guns that you basically assemble at home, and that is illegal. So he may, in fact, get some criminal charges. He was, and I, in fact, know that he did, was charged with a gun charge in Pennsylvania. And so the trial court judge is looking at the seriousness of the alleged crime in the other jurisdiction. And in considering that, whether to keep him here in Pennsylvania or send him to New York, again, comparing the seriousness of the crimes, as well as the weight of the evidence that is known to date against the defendant, i.e., does it appear that indeed there's probable cause for the arrest and charging and that there is substantial evidence that the person did it? So what we do have from today's hearing is a review of some of the bits of evidence that were found on Mr. Mangione's person. Really interesting stuff here and some new news, and you may have heard it here first. So we knew yesterday that there was some sort of written three-page manifesto. We knew yesterday there was a ghost gun and a silencer. That was, oh, and we knew yesterday that he was in possession of an ID, a fake ID that used the same exact name that existed on a different fake ID that he used to check into the hostel where he stayed for 10 days leading up to the murder in New York City. So we knew all of that. Today we got some new information about what was said in the manifesto. And there was basically a line in there where he, I am sorry, or I apologize for the strife and trauma this may cause, but these parasites had to pay. That being released into the media today. And again, discussed during the extradition hearing today. He was asked, do you have drug or mental health problems? By the judge, he answered, no. That, mark this down, that he answered no today in the extradition hearing, because I am going to tell you what I think, in addition to arguing about the Terry stop, I think the defense is going to have to make some kind of argument surrounding mental health, and I'll give you some thoughts about the sort of tack that I think they're going to take in this eventual murder trial. So mark that down. He told the judge today, I have no drug or mental health problems. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Prosecutors again arguing both for extradition and that he should be held in custody without bail, i.e. not released. Also, we found out today that when he was detained and ultimately arrested, he had $8,000 in U.S. cash, $2,000 in foreign currency. He had his actual passport on him as well. And here's where it gets really interesting. He had with him what is called a Faraday bag. Now, if you've never heard about this, you can go down a huge rabbit hole about what these are and who uses them. But a Faraday bag is basically something that you can put any electronic device in, read a cell phone, that will prevent the cell phone from being geolocated, from tracking the phone. So it is used by diplomats and intelligence people and law enforcement. Like your buddy from down the street that you see at the gym. Yeah, like regular folk ain't walking around with like a Faraday bag. That's just weird. And so very interestingly, the prosecutors today in this extradition hearing and the bail hearing made the argument that all of these facts, all of the things that he was found with, indicate a level of criminal sophistication, quote unquote, criminal sophistication. That was what they alleged. And very interesting enough, he responded in this hearing today saying, I don't know about criminal sophistication. He also claimed he did not know where this money had come from. And he claimed that this Faraday bag, he didn't even really understand that it was about blocking the geolocation possibilities that get emitted from a cell phone. I just thought it was a waterproof bag. That was what he was trying to sell to the court. I don't know about y'all, but I'm finding that a little bit hard to believe when the guy is a 2-degree holding engineer from an Ivy League school. I mean, come on, man. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. This is going to be a doozy of a case, y'all. Peg from Windsor, what's your thought this afternoon?
Peg, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Hello. I'm calling about this killing of this United CEO, and I'm in the medical profession, and I have very negative feelings about insurance companies in general, and I think every single person has had a horrible experience. I'm in the middle of one right now. And you're waiting months and months and months to get a procedure done, to get a PT, to get an MRI. And people are recording things incorrectly in your chart. And you get a summary and say, I didn't say that. And it is like this is the opening of a can of worms, which we've all been wanting to do, because these HMO and insurance companies have been taking us to the laundry and taking our money, and Medicare doesn't know what's going on, I don't think.
Yeah, there's so much there, Peg. I've had claims denied after very traumatic injuries. I've had friends have to navigate the Badger Care field. I have friends laid off trying to get Cobra. I mean, everyone I know has a nightmare story about dealing with a health insurance company. And here's the thing, when I've had these experiences, right? Like, I'm a lawyer, I'm an economist, I know how to read fine print. And the amount of time that I had to dedicate to try to resolve the what I thought was wrong claim denials was like having a second full-time job. I also, anytime I talk to people about this, and again, this isn't legal advice, I can't give anybody legal advice on the radio, but you have to take like copious detailed notes. What's your name? Do you have an ID number? When did I talk to him? What time of day? Because they seem to forget, the insurers lose the information, all of this kind of stuff. But here's the rub. I would have very little sympathy for someone who has all of the privileges that wealthy, incredibly well-connected Ivy League people have, when we don't extend the benefit of the doubt or the understanding of the frustration level to most regular folks who don't have any of those advantages, who commit crimes. In fact, crimes of much less severity. We have a tendency to throw the book at regular folks, and I'm really curious here how this is all going to transpire. And here's the tease, y'all. The defense attorneys for this young man are going to lean hard into some argument about his mental health. So that's why him saying today in this hearing, I don't have any drug issues, I don't have a mental health problem, is going to be a big deal. I think that's going to be their first natural tack. Now, maybe he directs his lawyers, I don't want you to make that argument, I don't have a mental health issue. But I think they're going to try to connect something about his level of pain, his frustration, extreme emotional disturbance, that kind of stuff. Folks, if you want to get your 2 cents in, a nickel, dime, or a quarter's worth, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Kat from Middleton, you are very patient, my friend. What do you got for us? Cardi, you might have to let her know that she's
Kat, on you're on the line.
This is Karen.
Sorry about that, Karen. You're on the line.
Okay. Hi, Maggie. You know what? When I first heard this story, I had the feeling that he was a hired, they were going to just wipe him off and get him out of the country, kind of like a whistleblower type thing. But I also feel like he was meant to do this because Advantage plans, and I'm not sure if that's what, you know, United, whatever it is, the CEO from that, they carry those, but they are the wet dream for the Republicans, for all of us, Advantage plans, and they suck, because I sold Medicare supplements for Physicians Mutual, which is amazing if anybody has it, and I'm blessed, but I'm paying for it, you know. So it's like, I feel like this kid is this voice of so many of us, and if I had a child that was intelligent enough to do something like that, hell no, I wouldn't turn him in. I'd be kissing his feet.
Karen, so much there. First of all, to answer your question, yes, United Healthcare is a huge purveyor of Medicare Advantage plan. What is Medicare Advantage? If you don't know the terminology here, y'all, it's privatized Medicare. Huge, huge moneymaker for insurance companies. This is potentially why the shell casing said things like, deny, defend, and depose. In other words, deny the claim, defend the lawsuit, and depose the insured to try to, again, perpetuate the denial of coverage. Thank you so much, Karen. Cardi, I can hear you on the air. Barbara from Madison, are you there?
Yeah, I am, Maggie. Hi.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment that he's not going to get... I mean, I don't condone what he did, but I think he's really making everybody aware. These insurance companies are ripping us off right and left, and the government is backing these Advantage. It isn't even Medicare. It's a fake, and it screws over people. So, I mean, I don't condone what he did, but in a way, he's almost a modern-day Robin Hood, you know?
I think that's the way some people are portraying this. And so the other question I have about how he's going to be defended is, do the lawyers effectively try to angle in on some sort of jury nullification like he might have done it, but acquit him anyways? So much more to discuss. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. This great conversation continues on the other side. If you're on the lines, stay there. You will be next. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Do you turn your best friend in? Question of the day, y'all. Keep it locked.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences.
I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What's up, y'all? It is the last segment of the day. So this is the last shot, although I'm sure this topic ain't going anywhere fast, to get in your views about Mr. Luigi Mangiano. Would you have turned in your friend or family member? Do you think this guy's a modern-day Robin Hood, or is he a cold-blooded assassin, a guy that came from basically the highest level of privileges in this world, rich family, Ivy League education, had a job, Mr. Popular, got all the girls, was in a frat, huge network of friends and connections, political access. So why in the hell would we call that rich kid Robin Hood? He killed someone in cold blood. Or is our anger as Americans over this broken healthcare system feeling some sort of weird expression in what this guy did? And if we do find ourselves excusing him in some weird way, do we provide that same level of understanding to everyday people who do things that they never would have done otherwise because of similar financial extreme pressures, the failures of the system? Because I don't know that we do, y'all. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And to that point exactly, someone texting in from the 414 says this: I can't believe you all are justifying this. You people are real trash. A modern day Robin Hood? Are you out of your damn mind? Well, I invite you, caller, to call in and say it to me in your own words. Joe from Madison, it's your turn now. Do you turn in your best friend or your kid if they did this, or you thought they did?
It's very interesting. There were a large group of people who were very helpful to the FBI in locating some of the January 6th participants by analyzing computer images, and they really proved invaluable in terms of turning people in. They looked to these same people to help find this this person who killed the United Healthcare man, and people said uniformly, "No, thank you. I'm real busy. Got to wash my hair. No time." I think the animosity that exists with good reason toward the insurance companies is the story here. And it's interesting, you were speaking of, this is not a man from poor circumstances. However, right, he is somebody that has something that I think a lot of people can understand, which is He did his first day surfing when he was in Hawaii. He was taking a break. And yes, he comes from great privilege, great wealth. He's also very smart, you know, many degrees. But he took his first day surfing and he suffered a back injury. And this back injury was apparently so painful that he was unable to have sex. He could not be physically intimate with other people because he was just in such horrific pain. Pain changes things. You know, it's, you know, being sick and being unable to get insurance, that's all awful and terrible. But pain is a whole nother realm, I think. And there's a reason why there's a huge opioid industry. And at any rate, I don't know, you know, what I would do in that circumstance. What I do know is that this particular incident has created, it's just like Yellowstone just blew up. I mean, I can't believe it. It's not only in the patient side, it's also on the doctor's side.
Yeah, it's. I know I have a number of friends who are doctors. They freaking hate insurance companies too. They are endlessly frustrated by it. They are endlessly frustrated by coverage denials when they know their patients need care. I had dinner with a bunch of my friends that work in healthcare when Anthem Blue Cross was still saying they're going to basically meter the amount of anesthesia you can get. And my doctor friend was like, that's literally insane. Here's my question to all of you. I mean, fundamentally, at the end of the day, if this rich kid who had all of the resources in the world and could have bought any surgical procedure out of pocket, let's just say, if he was so desperate that he's killing somebody, he's assassinating someone, planning this out in detail, etching the shell casings, what the hell does that, where does that leave the rest of us, these everyday people, me and you? That's what is so, like, the desperation here from someone with so much, with all of the levers of access and power and money. And this guy was driven to the point of no return, wrote a manifesto. My gosh, what are the rest of us expected to do? Andrew from Sun Prairie, do you turn in your son or your best friend?
Yes, yes. We've been told for all of our lives that murder is wrong. And this was murder. There's nothing you can say about that. Do insurance companies take advantage of people? Yes. We've been talking about insurance companies and changing the healthcare system for now going on 30 plus years, and we see no action. Our elected officials are still not taking action and helping the American people. So we're by the political system as well as these big corporations who are pumping money into the political system to screw us.
Well said, Andrew. Here's what I have to say about this, y'all. I would turn them in. And here's why. We are at such a dangerous point in our country. Do we slip into the abyss? We cannot allow vigilantism to take root. It was a crime, and he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And we must take a deep look into ourselves and demand more of our politicians and our healthcare system. Money isn't speech. Corporations aren't people. The billionaire cabinet has got to go. I want a fair middle wage. I want taxes that work for the middle class and a healthcare system that works for each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together. Dom Salvia up next with a little overtime.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Dom Salvia.
Next time, I'll be joined by Matt Rothschild. Are Americans paying more than ever for their health care? And Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg not yet ready to drop the Trump case because president-elect immunity does not exist. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Are you going to be able to retire? One of the largest and most respected investment firms says too many are woefully unprepared.
Vanguard's most recent How America Saves report says the average customer balance was $134,000, but the median balance was just $35,000. For workers between 55 and 64, the average and median was $245,000 and $88,000. Roughly half in about that older age group have zero retirement savings, according to Census Bureau data. Experts say the solution is no secret. Work longer, save and invest more, and delay collecting Social Security.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Luigi Mangione, still in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The accused assassin of the United Healthcare chief executive officer is fighting extradition to New York City. General Motors says it's getting out of robo-taxis and will stop funding its money-losing Cruise autonomous vehicle unit. This is ABC News.